Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday edition, and we're still in the midst of our recovery, not just from the pandemic that we're inching our way out of thanks to more and more vaccines and such, but the economic recovery is a very tough one to climb out of as well. And one of the areas where it's been so very difficult is for small businesses and in particular minority-owned businesses. I know in, I think it was the middle of March, beginning to middle of March, there was a 14-day time frame where the Biden administration opened up a window where only small businesses with 20 or fewer employees could apply for special funding through the federal pandemic relief fund. But it has still been a tough climb back in areas that are very hard hit, and many of those are in minority-owned businesses. So I'm joined on the phone this morning by Duron Sanders, who's going to maybe shine a light on some other options for some small businesses and minority-owned businesses where there just may be funding. Good morning, Duron. How are you?
I'm well, Alisa. Good morning. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so glad that we get to chat about this, because when people need help, I like to help guide them to where that help might be, and you might be able to shine a light on that, right?
I am, and I appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about Grow Michigan 2, which is really the successor fund of Grow Michigan 1, and with a very specific focus to assist and aid minority-owned businesses, both small as well as middle-market businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So happy to share our story with you today.
I'm looking forward to hearing that. Just let's highlight for people who aren't even familiar with Grow Michigan 1, and then let us morph into what Grow 2 and the Grow 2 Fund is all about.
Sure. So I'd be remiss if I didn't thank a lot of the Grow Michigan 1 partners, as well as the founding partner, Pat O'Keefe, who in a concert with a number of local banks kind of pulled their resources together with a specific and express goal of growing Michigan businesses, as the name would sort of suggest. And in that, they provided mezzanine debt financing to small businesses that were looking for either growth capital or just additional capital to help them maintain and or grow their business. And so through Grow One, the senior lender, the Bank of America or the JP Morgan Chases of the world, et cetera, would provide what one might consider senior debt or first position lending.
Mm-hmm.
Grow One would come in and provide subordinated debt, which is really a unique tool that allows a business owner to continue to expand their business, as mentioned, without necessarily diluting their owner interest in that particular business.
Right. And these are loans, not grants, right? Just to be clear, these are loans for
sure.
These businesses.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that.
Absolutely.
These are our loans, and they would come behind the senior lender. But in most cases, they are, I should say in all cases, they're kind of coterminous with whatever senior debt is already in place or may already be in place with the borrower or the business owner.
Okay.
And so coming from that successful platform, Grow Michigan and the founding partners partnered with First Independence Bank, which, for those that are not familiar with First Independence Bank, it is one of the largest minority-owned banks in the country, headquartered in Detroit, just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Last year. And I actually serve as one of the board of directors on First Independence Bank, but that's headed by our chairman and CEO, Kenneth Kelly. And so Grow Michigan 2 really is taking kind of the good work and hard effort that has already been put forth with Grow 1 and adding another element, which includes a focus, as I mentioned earlier, on minority-owned businesses. So effectively, we'll do the same thing that Grow mm-hmm. Michigan 1 did, but we'll have sort of a specific interest in working with minority businesses to the tune of having a target, not a goal, but a target which we can go above 50% of whatever funds that we raise to be kind of targeted for minority-owned businesses for their growth capital.
That's
and so
remarkable,
one of the
yes.
other elements I'll just mention, because this doesn't get as much of the fanfare as I think it deserves, one of the other areas that we added to Grow Michigan 2 includes an advisory board that will assist those businesses that come to Grow Michigan 2 for a loan to provide counsel. And so three of the individuals that are currently named advisors are prominent individuals within the community. It includes a wonderful lady by the name of Gwendolyn Butler, who serves as president and COO of Capri Capital. It includes Ronald Hall, who serves as the CEO of Bridgewater, an automotive supplier, and Sylvester Hester, the president, CEO, and chairman of ARD Logistics, or ARD Logistics.
That's a great name. I'm sorry. We just have to pause. That's a great name. Sylvester Hester. That's a wonderful name. And all of these, so people can come not only to apply for loans through the fund, they can also get advice from some of these rather prominent business people. Am I hearing that correctly?
You are. You're hearing it correctly. And I'll just, share a little bit of a brief story in that. In addition to capital, which is obviously hard to get, especially for small and a lot of times middle market businesses, one of the other things that is even harder to get, I would argue, is just that sage advice that will take a business from startup to the next level, or from recession to recovery, or from the embryonic stage to adolescent, if you will.
Right.
And so that the element of adding the advisory council was one that we felt really strongly about. And we think that it'll ultimately allow us to not only kind of assist the businesses that we end up entertaining to grow, but to also thrive for years to come to create a legacy for a long-lasting future.
Which is the bottom line. People don't want to just get by. And right now, with people struggling so much, Duran, they need a source. So many businesses need a source to say, I'm trying to grow, but instead I'm going backwards because of the pandemic. And again, we know minority-owned businesses, for so many reasons, have been hit harder than many, many other businesses. So let's say there is a business that is looking at borrowing some capital. What's the process with the Grow 2 Fund?
Sure. And all of what I'll share with you in a moment, it can be found on our website, which is growmichiganfund.com. Again, grow, G-R-O-W, Michigan, all one word, fund, F-U-N-D.com.
Great.
But essentially, if you go to our website, the first process would include you contacting me or anyone located on the website and just to fill out an application. And that application would include just business vitals, revenues, number of employees, place of business, et cetera. And as I mentioned earlier, and as the name suggests, Grow Michigan is specifically trying to target businesses that are in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So one of the prerequisites or the criteria for the Grow Michigan loan would be that you be Michigan-based. It doesn't mean, though, that you have to only be in Michigan or you can't seek to expand beyond Michigan. It just means that you are based in Michigan.
Okay.
The other element that we would look at is, you don't have to have, millions of dollars in the bank or even millions of dollars in revenues or whatnot, but we would want to understand the business plan and whatever the money that you're going to be looking to borrow, what it's going to be used for. We'll look at and analyze, the feasibility of it and obviously the payment, because
of course,
that's one of the elements that we would look at. And that's part of the reason why we have the advisors as well. And so we would effectively do a deep dive on that business. And whether, by the way, we loan to you or not, I think the benefit of going through the application process will inherently provide small and middle-sized businesses the opportunity to increase their knowledge base, as well as better understand the process. So whether it's Grow Michigan or even a senior lender, they'll kind of go through that rigorous process of understanding if the business plan and the thesis kind of bears out. And then thereafter, when and if, they're selected to go to the next stage, we would, begin additional data collection, et cetera. All of this is fairly seamless. And so while it sounds like a lot, there's probably a 30 to maybe 60 day process or so, give or take, that we would collect all of that data. And, we would hopefully be in a position to make a loan and or introduce the borrower or business owner to a senior lender, including First Independence Bank or some of our other lending partners that are partnering or investors in the fund with opportunities to provide senior debt financing as well.
Oh, that's great. We only have a few minutes left here, believe it or not, but I want to know who is eligible to apply. Will a startup be eligible, a sole proprietorship, or only established businesses with employees?
Sure. Great question. Thank you. So startups can apply as well as those businesses that have only been in business for a year or two. There's no, well, I would say this, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 is kind of, if I look at Grow One's typical borrower or business owner, that was what we kind of worked with. And so while that was the precedent in that fund, we are lowering that a little bit so that we can capture some of those even smaller micro businesses to some degree. And so I would say, you know, $150,000 to $200,000in annual revenues minimal is what we would be looking at, but without any, you know, specific bias towards, you know, longevity in terms of being in business for 1 or 2 years or so. They can be a startup with projections that show, you know, kind of that $100,000 mark. Our minimum loan amount is typically going to be $250,000 or $250,000.
Right.
So, you know, hopefully that gives you a little bit of a sense of the businesses that we would be looking to make loans to.
Okay. And businesses that have been established but have hit some rough patches financially could also come to you. And again, the guidance from some business leaders is just a remarkable piece. And does the Grow One Fund offer that too, or is this exclusive to the Grow Two Fund?
Sure. It is exclusive to the Grow 2 Fund with the advisory board. And it's just one of those elements that we thought would enhance our effort to really do good. And I want to pick back up on one question that you asked or one comment that you made. Actually, those businesses that did hit a sore patch or because of COVID or even pre-COVID, et cetera, you know, we won't shy away from looking at those businesses. We know and understand that businesses from time to time hit rough patches. And with that advisory board and with potentially new capital sources, including Grow Michigan 2, you know, if we can kind of work collaboratively to make the business case that that was a rough patch, but now with this funding and these counselors, that it can kind of grow to a trajectory that will take it into a profitable state. You know, we're happy to take a look at that and be that sounding board, if you will. Because ultimately, our goal is to create jobs and to create long-lasting businesses in Michigan for both the minority community as well as others. So
of course,
we just want to help, and I think this is a great platform to do so.
I agree. In the next 60 seconds or so, tell me what advice you would give to somebody who might be hesitant to apply.
You know, I would say, to use kind of an overused, perhaps cliche, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And with that, I would just encourage you to call, to email us, and to just, you know, inquire whether or not your business, you can't lose by that. And so I would just encourage everybody listening that if you're thinking about it, if you think this may be something appropriate for you, then call and we can figure it out together. And I would advise everybody to do so that thinks about it that way.
There's no charge for asking a question, right?
Absolutely. Well stated.
So let's give the website again, please.
Sure. GrowMichiganFund.com, GrowMichiganFund.com. GrowMichiganFund.com. Thank you.
I can tell you love what you do because you're helping so many people move forward. Doesn't it feel great at the end of the day?
It does. It's not even work. It's just, you know, part of the mission. And I'm so happy to be affiliated with Pat O'Keefe and Chairman Kenneth Kelly with First Independence and the great work that we are setting out to do. And I appreciate you for taking the time to hear our story.
The pleasure is mine, Duron. It truly is. And you're setting a great example for your children as well. Duron Sanders with the Grow Fund 2. I'm so grateful for all that you're doing for our community. There are so many minority-owned businesses who could use this help, and I'm happy that you're guiding them to provide it. Thank you for sharing your story this morning.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. And thank you all for spending your morning here as well. Once again, I'm Elisa Z. You're listening to the Sunday Edition.